7 o'clock, time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. This week, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher Lori Fisher. And here's your moderator, the man with most of the answers, Dana Rodriguez.
You flatter me. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter, and happy Mother's Day to all of you out there who are children or mothers. And we hope you can schedule an hour of your time around us tonight, because we'll try to give you as entertaining a show as possible. Minds Over Matter, after all, is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we need your participation. That's very, very important. We hope you can call in with a question or answer. And we make it relatively easy for you by giving you the phone numbers, and that's area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, Shakespeare, and just about everything else. I won't say Broadway and sports.
No sports.
No sports. Okay.
Not tonight.
It'll be a great show then.
Yeah.
And since Jerry's not here tonight, it's just going to be Lori and myself. We have more time to take your calls. So feel free to give us a call as soon as you can. 415-841-4134. We're toll-free, 866-798-8255. We also have an email address, which is Minds Over Matter, MindsOverMatter, all at yahoo.com. That's one word, Minds Over Matter, at yahoo.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but it's always a pleasure to hear from our listeners out there, so feel free to email us any old time. If you'd like to hear the show in the international mode, you can certainly do that at kalw.org, anywhere in the world, kalw.org. If you like a podcast of this show, it should be done reasonably soon after our broadcast tonight, and will be available at kalw.org along with some other places as well. So, all that being said, we will start with the round of introductions. It'll be pretty short. And here is the first. Lori Fisher would like to say that this is possibly his favorite week and his possibly favorite year of all time. On Tuesday, May 5th, Henry Joseph Green was born, a perfect child, and his first grandchild that he knows of. Welcome, Henry. Welcome to life.
There's a little edit in there by Dana. And shockingly, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks it was darn thoughtful for Lori and Soon to name their grandchild after his father. All hail Henry.
That's right. All right. All that being said, and congratulations to Sue and Lori on their grandchild.
Thank you.
I'm sure he's listening.
He is, yeah.
It's never too soon to start to learn miscellaneous facts.
Well, and to learn to love the radio, sure.
Good.
I'm afraid he's going to learn to love the Philadelphia Phillies. That's my biggest worry.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, well.
That's where he's growing up.
All right. All that being said, we're going to start, I think, with you.
All right. I think that's a choice.
All right.
So I have a lot of mother questions and some Henry questions.
Okay.
So the first question is about that famous song, that M is for the million things she gave me.
Mm.
I want to know what all the other letters stand for.
Well, I know if you put them all together, it spells mother.
They do. That's the last line.
The name that means the world to me.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay. So I'll give you two of the other. I spotted you the M. I want the O-T-H-E-R along with what goes with them.
I think M is for the many things she gave me.
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's close.
Old is something, but you're growing old. O is
something. You're close on both.
Yeah,
of them.
O is.
I looked up the copyrighted version, so
right.
there were a few.
Go over the whole thing once more.
So we're looking for the song that is M-O-T-H-E-R. M is for the something thing she gave me. And it ends with, put them all together. They spell mother, a word that means the world to me. I'm looking for what each of them stands for, of exactly.
Is it a word or a name that means the world to me?
It is. Well, according to this, it's a word that means the world to me.
All right.
I like the little.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for the first question.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's actually six questions in one because we have M-O-T-H-E-R.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how the audience responds.
It's Mother's
It's not a song that's sung
people can
a
call
lot
it and sing.
Anymore.
A lot of the kids don't know that song.
I will say on YouTube, there's a quite hilarious version of it with Bing Crosby, Jack Benny, and George Burns.
Really?
Did a vaudeville act doing
this?
Mother, yes.
A takeoff on it, or the
takeoff on it, but I mean they sing it kind of straight, but yes.
Oh,
Bing Crosby brings out a chair at the beginning and puts the chair there, sort of symbolically where the mother would be, and then for some reason, this must be some sort of ad lib. He just picks up the chair and flings it into the wings at the end of the song for no reason at all, and. You can see Benny and Burns almost start to break up in the back, but they don't.
Our listeners are looking it up right now, and they can get some
It's quite funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay.
All right, so that's my first question.
All right. I guess I'll do a question here, and then we'll take a call. All right. So I have a list. You may remember a few weeks ago I asked a question about what character from the West, what real-life person, was mentioned in the most movie titles. And it was Jesse James.
Okay.
Not surprisingly. So what I have here is a list of 10 of the Western characters, real people, most portrayed in the movies. So these are the 10 Western real people in history most portrayed in films. So I'll give you each. Well, I'll give you. No, I won't say each because it's just you.
Well, okay,
but I'll give you two guesses.
Well, is Jesse James one of them?
No, this is other than Jesse James.
Jesse James.
Because everybody's going to guess Jesse.
All right. Well,
James.
I'm going to go with Wyatt Earp.
Yes. All right. Yes. Very good. And
I'm going to go. Well, let me ask, are any of them women?
Yes.
So Annie Oakley might be one of them.
No.
Oh.
No.
Then Belle Starr.
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
Jean Tierney.
Jean Tierney. All right. Then
she played Belle Starr.
Then I'm going to go with Bat Masterson as my second
No.
Rungus. Oh. All right.
So other than Jesse James, who are the 10 most portrayed real Westerners in films? So Laurie got Wyatt Earp. And that's Wyatt Earp's actually number 5. So
all right, so he's down on the list.
He's right in the middle.
We'll come back to them.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett, now of Hayward.
Now of Hayward. Okay,
you moved.
Yeah, moved to Hayward.
You're moving north, slowly but surely.
Yeah, here's a couple of questions for you.
Yes.
Which member of a comedy team, which also consists of brothers, would not only live Jack Benny, but also the original members of the Three Stooges?
All right, once more. Which member of a... Say it again.
Of a comedy team that consisted of brothers would outlive not only Jack Benny, but also all the original members of the Three Stooges.
Okay, which members of a... Well, how about the Ritz Brothers?
No.
Okay, so they outlived Jack Benny and the Three Stooges.
One person, just one guy, not...
And it wasn't the Ritz Brothers. And they were brothers...
Yeah, another comedy team that consisted of brothers, and one of the members actually outlived not only Jack Benny.
Well, I think, didn't Groucho Marx outlive Jack Benny?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
And did you know that Groucho Marx is, did you know that they were cousins with Jack Benny's wife, Mary Livingstone?
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
His real name was Sadie Marx, by the way.
Oh, right.
Good.
Here's my second question.
Yes.
You know that chant that the Oakland A's, they never had a continuing relationship with the Bay Area TV station? They went to at least 5 different spaces or got near the years of tenure at Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
What team, station that they were affiliated with was owned by a parent company, owned a part of the team at the time?
Who owned it?
Yeah, owned a part of the team, not all of it, just a part of it.
Oh. So the owner, the owner of the radio station also owned a part of the team?
Yes.
Okay. And it was for the Oakland A's?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Jim Gabbert?
No.
It's not bad.
Because
I'll give you a clue. It was a UHF station.
Well, that's not much of a clue. UHF. That dates it.
So, I'll give you a clue. The guy who was the founder was synonymous with shipbuilding.
Oh, Kaiser? Kaiser?
Yeah, Kaiser Broadcasting. They don't part of it. When the Oakland A's first moved to Oakland, Kaiser Broadcasting, they launched Channel 44. They bought part. Decided to broadcast the game. The A's games. They just bought part of the team.
Okay. Wow. All right. I forgot that was, Kaiser owned that originally.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Good job. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We have a couple of lines open right now. It's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255 with a question or answer. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Rudul on the Cardinal.
Hey.
Hi, on your Western people, is Billy the Kid one of them?
Billy the Kid's number two, yes.
Very good.
Very good.
How about James Butler Hickok?
Wild Bill Hickok, yes, very good.
Wild Bill Cody?
That's number one.
Really?
Very good.
Cole Younger?
No.
Frank James?
No.
Big Nose Kate?
No.
Now you're making
these up. All right, I'll limit you to three.
I was trying to find a woman there after you.
Yeah. Big Nose Kate. I'll limit to three answers on that.
Okay.
So, Buffalo Bill Cody, Billy the Kid, and Wild Bill Hickok. Yes, very good.
Okay. So my question is, in Hollywood, from 1929 to 1951, there were 17 films that featured the character Bulldog Drummond.
Oh.
Between 1937 and 1939... seven of these films featured the same actor playing the character Hugh Drummond, his best friend Algernon Longworth, and his butler Tenney. So if you could give me the names.
This is in Dana's wheelhouse, right?
It is in my wheelhouse. John Howard played Bulldog Drummond, and
right.
John Barrymore played Inspector Nealon.
Nielsen. Lieutenant Nielsen in three of the seven.
And Reginald Denny played Algy.
Yeah.
And I think, was it E.E. Clive that played Tenney?
That's correct. And
all right.
So the other four that were played by, that were Lieutenant Nielsen that weren't John Barrymore?
One is H.B. Warner.
He got four. He did four of them, Dana, so that's it for those seven.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got them all.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I'll try harder next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Did you bell yourself? That was spectacular.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And your turn, Mike.
All right. So this one, I have my little teacher's handout for you, too.
A teacher's handout?
Yeah.
Do you have one for everybody in the audience?
I do.
All right.
They lined up outside. So these are lines from Shakespeare plays, all of which contain the word mother, used in a significant
way. Very good.
And there's five of them, and they're all, we'll see if they're well-known or not.
How did you do that?
How did I find them?
Yeah.
I went to a Shakespeare Concordance, which lists all the listings of every play, of every word alphabetized. And then I just Googled, I did the equivalent of looking for mother, and then it showed you all the plays.
Interesting.
And then I looked for lines I kind of knew or thought would be good for the show. First is, seems, madam, nay it is, I know not seems. 'Tis not my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black. That's number one. Number two, that were a kind of bastard hope indeed, so the sins of my mother should be visited upon me. That's number two. Number three is, thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter. Number four, how this mother swells up toward my heart hysterical passion, down though climbing sorrow thy elements below, where is this daughter? And last, was my father a traitor, mother? So those are the five. Okay, should I read them again?
Go ahead.
Number one, seems, madam, nay it is, I know not seems, 'tis not my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black. Number two, that were a kind of bastard hope indeed, so the sins of my mother should be visited upon me. Number three, my mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter. Number four is, oh, how this mother swells up toward my heart hysterical passion, down though climbing sorrow, thy elements below, where is this daughter? And last, was my father a traitor, mother?
So
give you two of them.
Yeah, I'll be lucky to get one. Is number two Hamlet?
No, it's not.
That sounds a little like Hamlet.
Yeah, it does.
Uh-huh.
That was, there were kind of Bastard Hope indeed, but that's not Hamlet.
Hmm. Huh. My mother was a kid. All right, I have to think about it.
We have a very scholarly bent in the audience. I know that. They'll be on this very quickly. They're looking it up as we speak.
All right.
No, don't.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're in Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, Billy from Bernal.
Hi.
Hi. The Westerns.
Yes.
Geronimo.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, I got aced out on Billy the Kid.
Big Nose Kate.
And Buffalo. Yeah. And then how about Calamity Jane?
Yes, that's the woman, Calamity Jane.
Very nice.
Sitting Bull?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Doing great.
Good job.
According to UNESCO, yes, who are the two most translated authors in the world?
Is one of them living?
Or they... No.
Okay.
So is one of them Shakespeare?
No.
Okay.
Is one of them Agatha Christie?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right. That makes sense.
And is the other one more of a popular author like that or more of a classical author?
I'm going to say popular.
Popular, okay. More Agatha than Shakespeare.
Dead.
But dead.
Popular but dead. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Popular but dead.
And can I give you one more hint?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Not from England.
Oh.
At least I don't think it is.
I was going to say...
How about Alexander Dumas?
That's what I was thinking. Or
not quite.
Or Jules Verne.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
Oh, all right.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's good. Those are two good names. That's good.
That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Let's see here. Okay. Getting as far away from Shakespeare as possible. All right.
How far can you go?
Well,
we'll see.
You be the judge. All right. I have 11 European place names that were names for American car models.
European place
names. Yes, these are places in Europe
that became
American car models, okay? U.S. domestic cars, okay? So these are 11 places in Europe. It could be a region or it could be a city, but there are 11 places in Europe that became American car models, names for American car models. So I'll give you two guesses.
Well, one is going to be Seville.
That's correct.
Yeah, the Cadillac Seville. All right.
It's the one with the beautiful Corinthian leather.
Yeah. Is it? Is that the...
I think so.
I think it might be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
And?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. All right. Okay. Give me a second here. We'll kill time here for a moment here. So 10 other places we got to go. Places in Europe.
So I have a list of 11 places in Europe. It could be a region or it could be a city that became names for American car models.
And are most of these... no longer being made car models? Or is it a mix of this and
that's
that?
That's a good point. I don't think any of them are being made anymore.
Wow.
But they're all recognizable.
Yeah, well, like Seville or...
Yeah, right.
Impala.
Yeah,
you know,
that's not it.
Was there a Monaco? The Vatican City was a very popular car for a while, wasn't it?
And you did say Monaco, so I'm going to give that to you, too.
Oh, there that was one?
There was a Monaco,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, those will be my two. That was,
all right,
that
there
was
you go.
That was as wild a guess as Vatican
City. All right,
City.
Okay. So, once more, 11 place names from Europe that became names of American car models. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And happy Mother's Day, everybody. Our panel tonight is teacher.
Period.
Lori Fisher from Dabo Valley College, and who will be ending his long career Sure. Soon, relatively
now
soon.
The world will know.
Now the world will know. I'm sorry, was I not supposed to say that?
Well, it's too late now.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
No, it's people.
You're not being forced to retire. I'll
be there tomorrow, students. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, he'll be there for a little while longer.
I'm not being forced out to my knowledge.
And I'm neither am I, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Yeah. First, for the car models that were named after places in Europe.
Yes.
How about El Dorado?
No, that's not a place in Europe.
Okay. How about the Nova, like Nova Scotia?
Oh, that's a valiant try, but no,
that's
no.
A stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. Not for the Western guys or girls, whatever. How about probably not, but how about Kit Carson?
Yes, Kit that's Carson. Good. Yes, very good.
Okay, I know this one has to be one. Doc Holliday?
No.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
And how about Cochise?
Cochise. On Rise, the old joke used to go. yes, Cochise.
Okay, and then the line, was my father a traitor? Was that Hamlet?
No, that wasn't Hamlet. Good guess, though.
Okay, since you're talking about Shakespeare and Hamlet, mm-hmm. I'll give you a line, Lori, see if you can tell me, like, which character said this to another character. The line was, neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Yeah, so that was Polonius talking to Laertes in Hamlet, giving his son advice that he himself did not follow, as I recall. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It's a famous line.
Hamlet punished him for it, though.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah, he got his revenge.
That's it for me.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
How about on the cars? Would you count BMW? Because that's the Bavarian Motor Works.
No?
Because
that's the name of the company. And so these are I'm looking for models.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. M is for the million things she gave me.
Yes.
O means only that she's growing old.
Yes.
T is for the tears she shed to save me.
Sing it.
H is for her heart as pure as gold.
It
as pure as gold.
All together they spell moth. I can't remember E and R.
Hysterically correct. That was great. So we got four of the six letters. That was excellent. And we only have moth now, people, so we need the E and the R.
Yeah.
Yeah, M is for the million things, not many. O is that she's only growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honor the moth.
I agree. We could end the moth broadcast is right before the show.
That's right.
So we could just call it a day.
Yeah. It all ties in.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid, how are you?
Good.
So last week I mentioned to you a town called New Palestine in Indiana. But actually there is five more across the U.S. Five towns are called Palestine. Of course it has effect from the Bible because, you know, the United States was far long established before Israel. And, you know, the time it was called Palestine, not Israel. I mean, even before that, in thousands of years ago. So what are the other five towns, other five states?
That have a Palestine in them?
Yes.
We didn't know them last week.
There's
either.
One. No, there's the. It, no, there's. There's one in Illinois.
There's a Palatine.
Okay. Palatine.
There
oh,
is
you're
one
right.
in Illinois. Okay. No, there is one in Illinois. Correct.
Oh,
correct.
There is.
Oh, there is.
Okay, good. How about
I
new?
Give you a hint.
Yeah.
One of them. Remember the Columbia shuttle disaster? Part of the truck it fell in Palestine in that state in 2003, February 2003.
Oh, so
Alaska?
Part
Florida.
Of the rocket fell in that town.
Florida.
And people were making revenge for G.W. Bush going to Iraq, whatever.
It was it Florida?
No, it's not Florida.
Or Texas?
You're right. It is in Texas.
Palestine, Texas.
Palestine, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know any others?
How about New York State?
No, there's none in New York.
Is there one in Kentucky or Tennessee?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you the answer because it is kind of interesting. It's one in Arkansas, the one in Indiana, we know, Illinois, Ohio, Alabama, and Connecticut.
All right.
So the six. Okay,
Southern states.
Quick question. Which country is the most dense, which means more people live per square mile than anywhere else?
Oh, I thought you meant the stupid.
Which country?
Country.
Hint,
small country.
Yes. Monaco?
You're right. It is Monaco.
I was going to go with Monaco.
36,000 36,000 people live in three-quarters of a mile square.
Right.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye. And once more, if you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134 here at Minds Over Matter, or toll-free 866-798-8255. I think it's your turn, Larry.
All right, we're moving into...
It's hard to get confused when there are only two people, but I managed to do that.
And I'm confused, too. All right, so I'm into the... I'm still on the mother theme here. We'll get to the Henrys shortly. Mm-hmm. And the answers here all have... either the word mother or mama or mommy, so it doesn't matter. I'm not looking for precisely the word mother.
All right.
There's been, according to my sources, and I have a good source on this, there's only been three number one Billboard songs on the pop charts that had one of those words in it. What are those three songs? So they had mother, mama, that kind of thing in it.
My Yiddish mama?
It was not number one, but that's an excellent
Sophie
guess.
Tucker.
So I know.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bad. So three number one Billboard songs. Number ones. Yeah.
So how old is the oldest one?
1951 is the oldest.
Oh.
Given to me by my friend Cliff Bernstein. I missed it.
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my papa.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And
And Papa Don't Preach and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Yeah,
yeah,
but those are papa songs.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm doing
right.
those
okay.
on Father's Day.
Mama. So it could be mother, it could be mama.
Yeah, could be mommy, could be any of those. Yeah.
Mm. Huh. So the 1951.
Well, you know, I can tell you this as a hint now that I see it. 51, 61, and 71 are the years of the three songs. Sparky will be on this one if he usually calls.
Yeah,
and
all
gets
right.
these. But they're well known. Everybody in this studio could sing all of them.
Mama, mama.
Mama, mama.
Mother, mama. All right.
Under a...
Mom.
Mama robes.
Tell, just, if it's not giving away too much, say what, if it's mom, mama, or mother.
I think we're going to hold off on those.
You think so?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'll say this.
Yeah.
Each of them has a different version of the word. How's that?
Okay.
So they
fair enough.
Three different number ones, three different versions of
Ma, he's
mother.
Making eyes at me.
That could be one. Yeah, it's a little early for the Billboard.
All right.
Who had the number one? Was that Eddie Cantor?
Eddie Cantor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're so these are after the two you're giving us. My Yiddish mama and mommy's making eyes at me. Yeah. But of that.
My mother's eyes, George Jessel. Yeah. Jerry would appreciate that.
Jerry would. Jerry would break out into song. He's probably listening on the cruise, right?
Could be. Yeah, maybe. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Excuse me. I really only have one thing left. That third thing you said about Shakespeare.
Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter?
I'm thinking King Lear.
Not King Lear.
Oh,
And then I have two questions.
Yes.
Did I hear this on your show before? What city is responsible for the popsicle?
Well, I think that...
Let's say yes, you heard it here before.
Epperson, I think, was at the St. Louis World's Fair, wasn't it? Was it the St. Louis World's Fair?
No,
it's not St. Louis. Okay.
It's local.
The guy who invented it was...
Local?
Frank Epperson, I thought. Local.
Yeah. It's one of the three big cities. So I consider Berkeley a big city.
So Berkeley?
No.
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 So
but
Oakland.
It's a big city.
It's Oakland.
Oakland.
There you go.
Oakland.
No
Oakland.
Kidding.
Okay.
What's the story?
I don't know the story other than I saw it in Simple Life, that magazine.
Well, that's a good, good source. Yeah.
And then I have one other question, because I just want to know if you were watching the bottom of the screen during the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I saw it afterwards on C-SPAN, so, I mean, on YouTube, but that was posted by C-SPAN. So,
who was the president that was responsible for women finally coming to the Correspondents' Dinner?
Oh.
You mean in the audience?
No, it was like... a president said that he would not come to the White House Correspondents' Dinner unless women were allowed.
Oh. So I guess it's been fairly... This is fairly recent then, isn't it?
It's not as recent as you think, but it's kind of amazingly recent for, you know, where we are now.
So how about Clinton?
Nope, earlier.
No, I was thinking maybe
Carter. It started in 44.
I was thinking like Gerald Ford or Carter or something around there.
Earlier.
Lyndon Johnson?
Just before.
JFK.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
1961.
Wow.
You just wanted
wanted more women.
A few more shots there.
Yeah. It's a great piece of trivia.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So I'm going to give you some street addresses where presidents were born.
Please.
And I want you to tell me who the president was. Okay. These are five street addresses, or at least as close to street as I can possibly get. And I want you to tell me the president that was born there. So I'll give you one guess on that. So first one is 83 Beale Street, Brookline, Massachusetts. 83 Beale Street, Brookline, Massachusetts. Second one is 28 East 20th Street, New York City. 28 East 20th Street, New York City. Third one is Grace New Haven Community Hospital, Connecticut. Third one is Grace New Haven Community Hospital, Connecticut. The fourth is 8202 Woolworth Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. 8202 Woolworth Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. And the fifth is Sinking Spring Farm, Hodgenville, H-O-D, Hodgenville, Kentucky. So these are addresses where presidents were born. I want you to tell me who the president was on each of these.
Wow.
Number one, 83 Beale Street, Brookline, Massachusetts. Number two, 28 East 20th Street, New York City. Number three, Grace New Haven Community Hospital, Connecticut. Number four is 8202 Woolworth Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. And the fifth is Sinking Spring Farm, Hodgenville, Kentucky. I'll give you one guess.
You can give me many guesses. These are real guesses.
Yeah.
I don't know my presidential birthplaces or even forget the addresses. You can tell me the states, and I think I'd be wrong on most of them. So I don't know why this sprung to mind, but the New Haven Hospital. How about Woodrow Wilson?
No. Okay. I'll give you another guess.
All right. How about, somewhere in the back of my mind, I think Lincoln wasn't born in Illinois. So how about Lincoln for the Kentucky one?
You're right.
All right.
Sinking Spring Farm, Hodgenville, Kentucky. Whew. That's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
Happy about that.
And actually, we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. You go first.
Well, we have 4/6 of the mother song. We have the M-O-T-H. We have the moth version. We're looking for what the E and the R and M is for the Million Things She Gave Me song. Mm-hmm. We have all of the Shakespeare quotes out there. So we need, seems, madam, nay, it is. I know not seems, 'tis not my inky cloak. That's the hint. Good mother, nor customary suits of solemn black. Second was, that were a kind of bastard hope indeed, so the sins of my mother should be visited upon me. Third is, the guess was Lear, and it's not. Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter. The fourth is, oh, how this mother swells up toward my heart. Hysterical passion down, though climbing sorrow, thy elements below. Where is this daughter? And last is, was my father a traitor, mother? And then I think the last one were our three number one Billboard hits, 1951, 61, and 71, that had some version of the word mother in the title.
Okay. Then I have a question of, other than Jesse James, who are the 10 most portrayed real-life Westerners in films? Other than Jesse James, who are the 10 most portrayed real-life Westerners in films? I'll give you the ones that have gotten already, so you don't, I guess, those. Buffalo Bill, Billy the Kid, Wild Bill Hickok, Wyatt Earp, Sitting Bull, Cochise, and Calamity Jane. So there's three left on
three
the
left.
Oh, Kit Carson. I'm sorry. Somebody got Kit Carson.
Yeah.
So only two left on the list. Yes. And let's see. I have 11 European place names that were used for American car models. 11 European place names that were used for American car models. So it could be a city or a region, that kind of thing. So far we have Seville and Monaco. Just Seville and Monaco, so there are 9 left on that list. And I gave you the addresses for where presidents were born. I want you to tell me what president was born there. The ones we have left are 83 Beale Street, Brookline, Mass. Number two is 28 East 20th Street, New York City. Number three is Grace New Haven Community Hospital, Connecticut. And the fourth is 8202 Woolworth Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. For the cars.
Yes.
The Monte Carlo.
Yes. Monte Carlo?
Because actually somebody, E even said Monte Carlo. I was like, oh my God, he's going to get that. how about the Plymouth Belvedere?
Well, I considered that, but I left it off the list because Belvedere is, it's not, it's a, there's a palace named the Belvedere.
Yeah, in Poland, right?
Right, actually one in Vienna as well. But it's a building rather than a like a region or a town.
So very well, I concede.
Okay.
I thought it was named after Mr. Belvedere, the TV star.
And the vodka,
Right.
How about the Parisian?
Oh.
Is that a car?
I think it was a Chrysler.
Yeah, and I didn't have that on there, but you're right. Very good.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
Oh, the Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Oh, that is one of them. That's the 1971.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah,
very
she
good.
Did tell you not to come. Very good.
Brookline, Mass?
Yes.
Was it one of the Adams?
No.
Ah, okay. I got aced out with Abraham Lincoln. How about Nebraska? I know he's technically from Iowa, but was that Herbert Hoover?
It was not.
Ooh.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Very good job.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
For Western characters, how about Bat Masterson?
No.
Really? Okay. And for car models, is there a Torino?
There was a Torino.
There is a...
Yeah.
There what? Well, Turin is the... Well, I guess the Italian name is Torino, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay, I'll give you credit for that. Yeah, that's fair.
Great. And how about Le Mans?
Yes, Le Mans. Oh,
very good.
Good.
And Limousine?
Oh, from Limoges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a type of car rather than a model.
Oh, okay. Grant you that.
Okay.
Let's see. The New York City president, was that Roosevelt?
Keep going.
Which one?
Teddy?
Yes, Teddy.
Okay.
Good job.
And the Nebraska, was that Eisenhower?
Was not.
Okay. And I have a question.
Yes.
Although no Best Picture Oscar winners, film titles have the name Mother in it, one Best Foreign Film does. What film is that?
Best foreign film with the
word with mother in it.
And it's the foreign word version of mother or the actual
word
mother?
No, I think it's the actual word. Is it All About My Mother?
It is.
Oh.
Pedro
Almodovar.
Almodovar?
Yeah. Very good.
All right.
Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Now, on that, I looked this up, and of all the Best Actress nominees over the years, only one was nominated for Best Actress for being in a film that had a variation on the word mother in it, in the title.
I know this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Remember Mama.
Yeah.
Irene Dunne.
Right, Irene Dunne. Yeah. That's the only one that had any sort of version of the word mother in it. Okay.
And I believe Oscar Homolka in the same film was nominated for supporting actor.
For Uncle Chris,
He didn't remember Mama, apparently. Yeah.
So, let's see. Is it your turn? Is it my turn? I think it's your turn, yes, because I did the addresses.
All right. So I'm going to get off the Mamas for a moment.
All right.
Not even going to the Papas, going to the Henrys. So, in honor of my grandchild, I looked up actors who had been nominated for playing roles with the character's name was Henry, mostly after your father.
Man, you're going into the weeds for this.
I'm going in and coming out. Yeah, there were lots, so I ended up with too many. So here's the question is, in every case, this is a character, might be real, might be fictional, in which two people were nominated for playing the same part in two different movies.
Well, it must be Henry VIII.
That's one of them. Who were the two?
Charles Lawton won for Best Actor for The Private Life of Henry VIII. And then Richard Burton played Henry VIII in Anne of a Thousand Days.
Okay, so that's one of them. Okay. That's one of the four Henrys. And so Henry VIII is out. Give yourself a bell on that one.
All right.
I'll let you do one more.
So, but is the other Henry you're looking for, is that...
There's three others I'm looking for.
But they're... Who were nominated for Academy Awards for playing a character named...
Henry. In exactly the same way that Lawton and Burton were.
Henry.
Oof. Could be fictional, could be real.
Yeah, right.
As far as I could see, just to honor your father, there were more Henrys nominated as characters than any other name that I could find right away.
All right.
There were these eight.
Of course, Mike Henry played Tarzan.
Yes, but that, he was never nominated.
No, well,
he was never nominated, unfortunately.
Do we have any Henry Wadsworth Longfellow questions?
They're coming.
All right.
Every week from now on, it's all Henrys all the way down. Henry David Thoreau's coming.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Henry Moore, any sculpture questions?
Henrietta, everybody named Henrietta.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Henrietta Lacks will be a question.
Keep that out.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Burl Heights.
Hi.
So we got skunked on most of our cars. So there was a Le Mans, and there was also the Gran Torino.
There was.
Right, I gave a bell for that.
For the song... Since you got Mama Told Me Not to Come, it's probably not Mama, You Treat Your Daughter Mean by Ruth Brown.
It's not. I don't think that made number one.
Totally should have.
Yeah, I can't argue there.
How about Henry Higgins? Rex
Oh,
Harrison?
Very good.
It is.
Excellent.
And who? And so one was Rex Harrison. Who was the other one?
Oh, I don't know.
Leslie Howard.
Correct. Yeah. So one was in Pygmalion and one was in My Fair Lady.
Actually, that would have been a decent question. Who are the only... People nominated for what Academy? Two men nominated for Academy Award, one for a musical version, one for a non-musical version.
That'd
of the
be
same
good.
Story.
There you go. Save it for the future.
Yeah. Well, now Harrison. Everybody knows it, so I can never use it.
You know,
and Rex Harrison won.
Pop up again and again, and people never remember. Yeah,
that's true.
And we forget that.
Especially
we've asked
me.
Them. Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
This is a literary question. This is considered one of the greatest epigraphs, literary epigraphs. So at the beginning, the frontispiece of a book. Notice, persons attempting to find a motive in this narrative will be prosecuted. Uh-huh. Persons attempting to find a moral in it will be banished. Persons attempting to find a plot in it will be shot by order of the author, per G.G., Chief of Ordnance.
Well, it's Mark Twain.
You got it.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Right.
Yeah, by Mark Twain. Great.
Too easy
Very
for you.
Famous. Yeah, it's well known and fun. It's great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. You may remember last week I asked a Steinbeck question that he actually narrated in
O. Henry.
Appeared in
another,
O. Henry.
By the way, precursing the whole Henry movement that we're having tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
O. Henry.
O. Henry. It was last week, and this week it's all Henry.
Do you have any candy bar questions?
We got two
O. Henry,
coming up, yes.
Okay, fine.
Believe me, we do.
All right. He wrote four screenplays in his life for films.
Steinbeck.
And Steinbeck.
Not O. Henry.
No, yeah. Not O. Henry. So John Steinbeck wrote four screenplays in his life, two for his own works and two for others. So what are they? What are the four screenplays John Steinbeck wrote in his life in Hollywood? Two for his own, something of his own, and two for, that were not original material by him.
Did he do the screenplay for Of Mice and Men? Was that one of them?
He did not.
He did not.
No.
I don't think he did it for Grapes of Wrath, did he?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, all right.
They're all quite well-known films.
Yeah.
Well, three of them are. One's a slightly less well-known, but...
That's a good question. Yeah, let me think for a second here.
So John Steinbeck, famous Nobel laureate, American author, wrote four screenplays for Hollywood films in his life. Two were works of his own that he adapted for the screen, and two were not.
Well, I think he was dead when Cannery Row was made.
Yeah,
so I'm
not
thinking
that.
Not that. Mm-hmm. So Travels with Charlie?
Nope. That was never made into a movie.
Really?
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it hasn't.
It was. Wow, so there's the big ones, okay? Yeah, hint. How about a hint on the ones he did that weren't his books? Were they adaptations of his buddy's books? They weren't original?
No, they were not. One was an original.
Wow.
As far as I know, it was an original. And the other, although, I mean, the idea may not have been his, but it wasn't from a novel. And I don't think either the other two were from novels either. One was directed by Elia Kazan, but I don't want to give you the director of the other non-Steinbeck work because that would just give it away.
And it's a well-known Kazan movie, huh?
Yeah, it's very well-known.
Is Steinbeck the main? Well, I guess you wouldn't even know.
He's the sole screenwriter.
Of the Kazan films.
On all of these.
Wow.
So four screenplays by John Steinbeck, two from his own works and two not.
And nothing from the O'Henry.
Nothing from the O'Henry. Yeah.
Well, that's, all right. Well, I'm drawing a blank on the Kazans.
All right. And numbers to join us here, area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. And we hope you can spare us a few minutes and join us. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's James in Berkeley.
Hi, James.
All right. How about tortilla flats for a Steinbeck film?
No, it was not tortilla flats.
Hmm. Okay, how about some cars?
Yes.
Biscayne?
That's Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Biarritz?
Yes, Biarritz. Very good.
Okay. There was it. And how about for a song, Merle Haggard's Mama Tried?
Oh, that's a good guess. I like that.
Yeah, but it wasn't one number ones on the pop charts. I'm not sure it was one number one on the
that was a big song for
him. It's a big song. Big song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
According to a recent NPR radio interview, who's the first, and this is for Mother's Day, of course, who was the first woman to breastfeed on broadcast television?
Oh, interesting.
In a show or like for
it
real?
It was an interview.
Is it during an interview?
Oh.
Fresh Air, I believe.
Wait a minute. Well, that would have been.
That'd be the radio.
You mean that you found this out on Fresh Air, but...
Yes, that's my verification of sorts.
Okay,
I learned it on the interview in Fresh Air with the person who appeared, which is a hint, she's still alive.
Was it in the, say, the 70s or 80s? Do you know?
That I can't tell you. I don't know.
How about Jane Fonda?
Nope.
Is somebody who's reasonably well-known as a feminist, say?
Yeah, in a sort of a, not really mainstream, but someone who
not Phyllis Schlafly
performed as an artist, singer, not an actress.
Oh, maybe like Joan Baez, maybe? Somebody like that?
Somebody really like that, but not Joan Baez.
Oh,
somebody really like that. Okay.
Somebody like Joan Baez, but not Joan Baez.
Mimi Farina?
Excellent guess.
That's about as close to Joan Baez.
Yeah, well.
That is, you couldn't get any closer. Her sister. All right, so who is of that ilk? How about Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Not her.
But it's more folky than Janis Joplin.
Yeah, more folky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's a big fat hint.
All right.
A big softball pitch.
Good.
Ethnic folky.
Ethnic folky. Now we have to decide what ethnicity.
Yeah.
Is
it a person of color?
Yes, but not. Yes, a color.
A color, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
A color.
We're just floating around. Hispanic?
Nope.
Black?
Nope.
Asian?
Nope.
Southern?
I'm running out.
How about Loretta Lynn?
Nope.
Okay.
No, we give up.
Buffy St. Marie.
Buffy
St. Marie.
That's a great answer.
Good job.
God.
Okay, can I have one more answer? I forgot to make a guess.
Go ahead.
On the Westerners?
Yes.
George Armstrong Custer?
Yes. Oh. Very good. I'm surprised. Right. I'm surprised nobody guessed that so far. General Custer. Very good.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. And, Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right.
We have another Henry question.
No, but I have another mother question.
All right, that's fine.
Now I have lyrics of songs. All of have the word mother or some variation in it.
All right.
All very tuneful.
Okay.
Okay. Kids are different today, I hear every mother say. That's number one.
Oh.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born.
Okay.
We got three more. I can't for the life of me remember a Saturday. Not Saturday, but Saturday. Number four is sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. And the last one is she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. So those are the five songs, all of which the titles have mother or some variation.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
That's the last one. Very good.
All right, there you
she
go.
Didn't see me. I thought you'd get that one. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. All right, so that's one of them.
All right.
Very good.
So I think I'd think it's
like the rest are all
one.
After that. Yeah, I didn't have my Yiddish mama. No. I should have had that one in there, too. Yeah. Okay. So let me repeat them. The first one is kids are different today, I hear every mother say. Mm-hmm. Number two is let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Mm-hmm. Number three is I can't for the life of me remember a sadder day and sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. And Dana got, she didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek, which is I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
The I sit beside a mountain stream.
Mm-hmm. See her waters
rise.
So
that has mother in the title of it.
It does. All of them do.
Okay.
Listen to the pretty sound of music as she flies. That's the tagline of that little verse.
It sounds like a John Denver song.
It's not. Yeah, it kind of does.
All right.
It isn't. Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, howdy. It's Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. For the Westerners.
Yes.
How about Jack the Call?
The guy that killed
Wild
Bill Hickok. Yeah, but no, not him.
Let's see. For the Omaha address, is that Harding?
Not Harding.
Telling me Brookline, is that JFK?
It is JFK. Yes, Beale Street, Brookline, Mass. Very good.
And for car names, I got Riviera. How's that?
That is fine. That counts. Very good.
Yay. And Steinbeck, how about East of Eden?
He did not do the screenplay for East of Eden.
That was an Elia Kazan movie, right?
It was an Elia. Was it? Yes, it was. Okay, so this is another Elia Kazan movie.
Wow.
So.
How about Cannery Row?
No, I don't think he was alive then.
Ah, okay. And then I have a couple of questions.
Yep.
What famous artwork is officially named Arrangement in Gray and Black Number 1?
Whistler's Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Too easy. Okay, yeah. And then to go along with that, I think it was Dana's questions earlier on Best Actress. There were three movies which were nominated for Best Supporting, or three actresses nominated in Best Supporting Actress that had the word mother or some variation on it in the title.
I didn't look that up. I should have.
Three of them for supporting?
Three actresses.
Yeah, so one was the woman in Throw Mama from the Train.
Anne Ramsey.
Good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Job.
Nobody from I Remember Mama, right?
No, two from I Remember.
Was somebody from Night Mother? Like
no, you were right. I Remember Mama was they had two nominations.
Oh, is that Barbara Bel Geddes? Was that one?
Yeah, Barbara Bel Geddes and Ellen Corby.
Oh,
good job on that.
Wow,
good
so
job.
Four people nominated. Wow. Yeah. So that's the whole list, huh?
That's the whole list.
That's a good list.
Thank you very much.
Give yourself bells.
All right. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Hey, Sparky.
Hi. For your songs that you just gave, Lori, I'll just give two of them. Number three is Mother and Child Reunion.
Yes. I can't for the life of me remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be. It just don't work out that way. Good.
Over and over again.
Yes.
And the fourth one is Mother Nature's Son.
Yeah. By the Beatles. Sit beside a mountain stream, see her waters rise. Nice work. How about the number one songs?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Yes.
Dana. That's George W. Bush.
That's correct. Oh. George W. Bush, because his dad was, I think he was still at Yale, or at least Yale Law School, when he was born. Yeah.
And Omaha, Nebraska, Gerald Ford.
Yes, Gerald Ford. Woolworth Avenue, Omaha, Nebraska. Very good.
Actually, Leslie King, but if you really want to get technical.
Right.
The number one song's with a mother in it.
Yes.
Mother-in-Law, 1961.
Oh,
very good. The worst, what is it I've ever seen? Mother-in-Law. Very good.
Mother-in-Law.
Yeah.
By Ernie Cato.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go wild on the 1951 one. How about Pistol Packin' Mama?
That's not it.
That's 47, that, 40, 46, 47. Yeah, I think I know that.
I don't think it was a number one. I'm not sure.
I think it was, probably.
Kate Smith?
I think it was.
No, Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby? And the Andrews Sisters.
Oh, man.
A big version of that.
My knowledge was Al Dexter.
Okay. Well, that's Barry Boswell. Right,
well, check me on that.
From,
look it up.
Dr. Demento. Yeah. Let him go out on that note, and that's it.
Nice right. work.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, this is Terry in San Francisco.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, seems, madam, I know not seems. Is that not Hamlet?
It is Hamlet. Oh. It is not Hamlet. That's right, the inky cloak. Very good.
And I wonder about the Henrys.
Yes.
Might that be Henry II?
Henry II is it.
For Peter O'Toole in both
Lion and Winner
and Beckett.
Right. Excellent. So Peter O'Toole did Henry II twice and nominated it twice. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. One more Henry out there.
Okay.
That it? Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Pat in Noe Valley.
Hi.
On the cars, yes. Most of them were picked off already. The Savoy.
Yes, very good.
Like a suburb of London.
Well, the Savoy is an area in northern Italy. It's a region, so.
Yeah, as well as that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was the Belvedere is a region in London.
Oh, all
also
right.
a mountain in Italy.
Okay.
And Cadillac Calais.
Oh. Yes. Very good.
That's about it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Hi, Larry in Oakland.
Hi, Larry.
The screenplay, Steinbeck, was that Lifeboat?
Lifeboat, the Hitchcock's film Lifeboat.
No kidding.
Yeah, Steinbeck did that. His first screenplay. Very good.
Yeah. One of the mother songs, Mother's Little Helper.
Yes. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, Mother needs something today to calm her down. That's Mother's Little Helper by the Rolling Stones.
Good job.
Very good.
And was one of the cars a Coronado?
No. Coronado's, I think that's San Diego, someplace.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's all I got. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, this is Cece in San Francisco.
Hi, Cece.
Hi. Well, the questions I was going to answer have been answered, but I'd take a stab at the Shakespeare.
Good.
Can I hear the quotes again?
The ones that are left, that were kind of bastard hope indeed, so the sins of the mother should be visited upon me.
Okay, that's not the one I think I know. It's
okay, thy
one.
Mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter. Fourth is one, the, go ahead.
Okay, is that from The Winter's Tale?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
There's two others. Oh, how this mother swells up toward my heart. That's the short version. And was my father a traitor, mother? Those are the two that are left.
Gosh, I'm not even going to take a stab at them, but
okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Okay. All right, time to clean up here. I'll let you go first.
All right, so we had M is for the million things she gave me, etc. We're missing for E is for her eyes with love light shining. Mm. And R means right, and right shall always be. There you
yes,
go. You couldn't get that.
You go.
Interesting that you couldn't remember
you
that
Bing Crosby
yes.
singing that.
And then that were kind of bastard hope indeed, so the sins of my mother should be visited upon me, was Jessica in The Merchant of Venice. Mm. Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou was my daughter, is Prospero in The Tempest. This one I thought people would get. Oh, how this mother swells up toward my heart, whereas this daughter is King Lear, and was my father a traitor, mother is Macbeth.
Okay.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born, was Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles. And the number one song we're missing is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, 1951.
No, I got
you got the lyric,
got
but you didn't get that it was a number one song.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and the Henry V, Kenneth Branagh and Laurence Olivier are both right. nominated for that.
Good job. And the only one of the real Westerners that appeared most in films, nobody got, Davy Crockett.
Oh.
Davy Crockett. The four screenplays by John Steinbeck, Lifeboat, The Pearl from his book, The Red Pony from his book, and Viva Zapata. You did the screenplay for that. And the car models, Firenze, Cordoba, Granada, Versailles, and Capri. Anyway, nice. If we can get your call, we do apologize. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. My thanks to Lori Fisher, and my name is Dana Rodriguez. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please join us next Sunday at 7, and our thanks to David Lotteleep and Steve Wilcott as well. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. This or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net.
gotta be this or that.
KALW is a media sponsor for the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, which presents its 2016 Arts and Ideas season and invites you to join James Beard Foundation Award winner Eric Reipert, who takes us inside the most celebrated kitchens in Paris. Chef Reipert will be in conversation with Davia Nelson of NPR's Kitchen Sisters. Sunday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. Information at jccsf.org/arts. KALW continues its broadcast partnership with the Berklee Symphony Monday evening at 9 from Zellerbach Hall in December. Music director Joanna Carnero presented the U.S. premiere of Fachwerk by Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina, featuring classical accordion player Geir Draugsval, plus works by Gabrielli and Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. I'm David LaTulipe, your host for the Berklee Symphony broadcasts Monday evenings at 9 in May. Join me.